Snoonimoke First Nation is getting back a historical village site in a major reconciliation deal with the provincial government. The former Howard Johnson Harborside Hotel at 1 Terminal Avenue and adjoining properties are being returned to Snoonimoke as part of the Sarlacoon-Snoonimoke Treaty of 1854 that promised to preserve and protect villages. The Snoonimoke First Nation said the goal is to have the derelict former hotel building torn down in 4 months, while plans are still underway to determine future development of the site. "We'll definitely sit down together and discuss what opportunities could be beneficial for Snoonimoke and the city of Nanaimo," said Snoonimoke Chief Mike Wise, during a press conference on Monday, July 15, at Mafio Sutton Park. The provincial government contributed $26 million to the $28.5 million purchase of the property, which will be transferred to Snoonimoke ownership after remediation is completed. The province will spend $1 million for security, demolition and remediation of the site. Murray Rankin, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation, said the land was originally promised to be protected as a Snoonimoke village site from the Douglas Treaties 170 years ago, but it obviously hasn't been protected. "Today is historic. Today is a historic transition not only for the Snoonimoke people but also for Nanaimo," Rankin said. "Since time immemorial, the Snoonimoke have been stewards of this land, and the joint acquisition of the parcels represents a huge step forward together with this community for the determination of the role of those lands for the years to come." As recently as this year, the 2.67 hectares were being considered for a condo, hotel, and conference center development by a private developer, but the proposal stalled several times after the First Nation expressed opposition to the project. Mayor Leonard Krog said city and council are delighted about the progress being made on the property. "It has been an eyesore. You come into our beautiful town, you look to the left, you see our beautiful park in which we are gathered to celebrate today, then you look on our right and see a dump. I am very excited to see certainty," Krog said. "This was a traditional village site. It didn't take rocket science to figure out at some point if you're really going to have reconciliation, you would either have to compensate or return the lands or both." In a press release, Wise called the return of the land an historic milestone and said the acquisition of the land reflects the solemn promises of the treaty relationship. He also offered appreciation, on behalf of the First Nation, for the province's swift action and bold decision-making around the land. "The return of part of our SX Wayzum village carries profound spiritual and cultural significance for the Snoonimoke people," Wise said. "This village is integral to our way of life and is fundamental to our traditional legal, economic, and social systems."